Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, daf 33. We started by talking about what is the definition of the word in. Yes, when the guy knocks on his door and he says yes, does that mean it was machloket? So one opinion says yes means come in. That was acherim. That's why they're reliable. Whereas one opinion would say no. Yes means wait where you are. Okay. Then we had a new mishnah by talking about two different oxes, depending on what they were. If they were calm and they caused damage, we take the difference of the damage, and calm animal, the owner would pay half the damage. If it was muad, take the difference, and the owner would pay the full damage, and so on and so forth with those dinim. Part number three of the daf, from the new mishnah all the way to the Amud Bet, was talking about if, let's say, somebody has an ox or a slave, and he places them as an apoteki, as a lien on a loan, they have a kala, they have a voice that spreads out like a rumor that would go out, and everyone would hear about it, and therefore that would not be considered private news that nobody would have heard about. And the last part of the daf, which is in the bottom of Amud Bet, was talking about the damager would not have to pay for the depreciation after Shechita. Let's say he took the animal, he wanted to come and collect from his animal, he took the animal and slaughtered it, and he gave him that slaughtered animal. But the animal carcass, after it was slaughtered, depreciated in value. The damager would not have to pay for such depreciation in value. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.